everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander on the other side of the glass. Ed is screening your calls and making sure we have a very smooth hour of radio for you today. We are broadcasting live on AM 1030 KVOI, and we're live streaming our show on my website, buckmastershow.com, and on KVOI. com. We have our podcasts and show archive that's available for you to listen to on your schedule 24/7, again at my website, buckmastershow.com. We have links to our show on the home pages of the TucsonSentinel.com, Inside Tucson Business, the Green Valley News, and Saharita Sun. And our newest media partner is Tucson Lifestyle Magazine and TucsonLifestyle.com. During the noon hour today, the road job is over at the intersection of Houghton and Broadway, and the merchants in that area are breathing a sigh of relief. We will hear from a couple of them in a few moments. 20 minutes past the hour, it's our Tuesday Moneymaker Report with certified financial planner Shelley Fishman. 30 past the hour, we'll hear from Leah Marquez Peterson, CEO and president of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Then we'll close out the show with our ongoing candidate interview series. Bill Wildish will be with us. Mr. Wildish, one of four candidates hoping to win two seats in the Arizona House in District 10. Our live line number, 790-2040, and our Facebook page, easy to find. If you know my name, you can get to our page as we quickly now approach, 3,700 friends. So check it out. Well, the Houghton Road and Broadway intersection construction project has been completed. This is a major City of Tucson RTA transportation improvement project. A couple of the business owners decided that they would like to thank the community for about a year of construction work going on. We have two of those merchants with us. Dave Thomas is with us from Tucson Cleaners, and Ken Sarnowski, who has opened a very successful handcrafted ice cream business called Screamery. And I just tasted some of Ken's product, and Dave did as well. First of all, welcome, gentlemen, to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have to tell you that that is probably the best ice cream I have ever tasted, Ken.
Wow, thank you very much.
And you know, we're not here just to talk about your ice cream, but I got to say, it is different, the process. And maybe you could quickly summarize what makes your product so different.
Well, what makes us different is we are homemade on a really big scale. So when I say homemade, I get to make it from scratch totally. We are a certified pasteurizer. I'm a state and federally certified pasteurizer, so I get to use my own ingredients. So cream, milk, egg yolks, and sugar, and that is the four main ingredients of our ice cream.
And there are very few places in the United States, certainly in the Southwest, you're the only one doing this process. It's like a kind of a grassroots process, isn't it?
That's correct.
It's not ice cream coming in from somewhere else. You're doing it right here in Tucson.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, Dave, I know you've been instrumental in getting this block party put together. How did it go during that year of construction for you and Tucson Cleaners and your business?
Well, you know, it actually went pretty well. You know, anytime you have, construction going on and, it's a little nerve-wracking because you know it's going to affect your business in somewhat of a negative way. But basically, we had a lot of help along the way. And, it's great to see it coming to an end now. But things are, dirt's getting covered and we have, it's going to be a great corridor, and the intersection looks terrific.
Did they try, Dave, to help? Did the city and the RTA try to help you through the process?
Yeah, it started almost a year ago, and actually the RTA has consultants and advisors for you. And, I wasn't sure about using them, It's just, they came in and talked to me about it, and it sounded like a good game, but I just decided, well, maybe I need to let them in and see what they can do to help my business. And they did a terrific job. They helped me design banners and posters and advised me on a number of things. They got me on social media, which I never was on before. And, they really were that really person to lean on when you needed some help, and they just did a, I think, a great job for me. And I know what they told me is a number of businesses don't even, you know, when construction starts, don't even use them. And they were great with me.
Yeah, they do have that wonderful resource that is available, and a lot of people perhaps don't realize it, but the Main Street program is very helpful, isn't it?
It really is.
Ken, let's get back to you. And you started the business Screamery kind of at the tail end of the construction. I guess you had enough foresight to realize there might be a little pain at the beginning, but once it was done, you've got a brand new intersection, a great location.
That's correct. We came in thinking that once the construction is complete, and it's now coming to completion date of October 25th, that hopefully we'll get a nice big anchor on that corner where the old bashes used to be. And so we'll see how it goes out with the new corridor that is tying the Vail and Rita Ranch community and then Northeast Tucson.
Ken, when you were putting this thing together, the Screamery, you could have located in a lot of places in Tucson. How did your search go, and why did you select that particular intersection of Houghton and Broadway?
Well, I was born in Tucson and I was raised on the East Side. Graduated from Sabino High School. Also, my wife and I didn't get a bank loan. We don't have any type of investor behind us, and we are using our own money. So we went into the old Quiznos location, and it really helped us because we didn't need to pull any permits, no plumbing permits. We still spent quite a bunch of money. However, it just seemed easiest for us to go there while looking at the construction and hoping that it was going to be done sooner than later, which would help us in the
future. It really helps, though, getting into this thing with your own money, right?
Absolutely. Not having to pay anybody back, and it depleted our savings, that's for sure.
Yeah, but
however, we're going to get it back.
Well, believe me, with the product that you are putting out and the folks here at KVOI, we've got some more. We've got some more here, Ed, for everybody to taste. The product you brought in is like, it's a honeycomb?
Correct. It's our bestseller.
Okay.
And it's the simplest one to make out of the 16 flavors. It's a sweet cream honeycomb. So sweet cream base, cream milk, egg yolks, and sugar. And then the mix-in is a honeycomb, which is Holly's Little Farm honey that we use.
Wow.
Sugar. I boil it to a certain temperature, add a little bit of baking soda, and it expands like a science project. And then it cools and chop it up into little honeycomb pieces, mix it in the ice cream, and voila, bestseller.
The block party that's coming up is to thank folks for their, putting up with maybe a little bit of discomfort during the year of construction. Tell us a little bit about that, Dave Thomas of Tucson Cleaners.
Yeah, what we've got going on is the event starts on Saturday, October 25th. It's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And all the businesses are going to have some sort of deals and specials. I know at Tucson Cleaners, we've got our best deals we've ever had. So we really just decided to bring out all the big guns. There's raffles for prizes. We've got food. We're going to be grilling burgers and hot dogs. Across the street, they're going to be doing Euros. Even at Safeway, they're going to have the Johnsonville Brats truck grilling up brats. So we'll spend some time over there. And there'll be drinks and desserts. We'll also have a DJ playing music. We even hired a magician to go around and do some of his magic acts through the crowd. And then we're now also getting a car show in, and it's what's called a show and shine car show, and it's basically for all comers who want to show off their vintage car while this is going on.
All right, Dave, your business started local, right?
Yes, it did.
You've got four outlets of Tucson Cleaners. This is not a national chain or anything. I mean, you really Ken with the Screamery, trying to be locally owned and really watching the ingredients that go into it. You're kind of home-owned.
Yeah,
home-owned and operated.
Yeah, it was actually started with my father in 1986, and then I bought it in 1996. And It's been changed quite a bit, but we thought we had a great reputation, and we've endured through the years of the ups and downs in Tucson, but we've always had a great customer base in Tucson. I mean, people, you know, they're loyal to small businesses, and we appreciate that, and that's why we're doing this. And we just really are thankful that people stuck with us during this construction and you know, care to really take care of the small business.
And again, the block party will be Saturday, October the 25th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. A lot of free food, major discounts, really.
Major discounts. We decided to do it big.
Yeah, and at the Screamery, you're going to have probably some discounts, too, to
correct.
Get people to come in.
We're going
to
discount a lot of our ice cream. We're also going to have some raffles and some giveaways. We're also doing our grand opening on that day, so we are going to have a whole bunch of things, a jumping castle for the kids, lots of giveaways all night long. So it should be the whole intersection is having a party, so it should be a really great thing.
Bill, there's also a ice cream eating contest over there.
Oh,
I heard
right.
about. So
yes.
If you want to get involved,
forget that.
Okay, I may be there for that. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. October 25th. It's a Saturday at Houghton and Broadway. Ken Sarnowski of the Screamery, a handcrafted ice cream, and Dave Thomas, Tucson Cleaners. Ken, quickly, how did the name Screamery come about?
Well, me and Linda, my wife, wanted to be Scream Creamery. However, the trademark attorney disliked that because you can't trademark either of those two words. So Linda's uncle is he owns a branding agency in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
And he and the two of us came up with the idea of Screamery, and the trademark attorney loved that. So actually, honestly, right now, we are fully trademarked with
All right.
the Screamery.
And your website?
Thescreamery.com.
Screamery.com. And your website, Dave?
Yeah, TucsonCleaners.net.
Okay. Thanks a lot, gentlemen. Good luck with the block party. Shelley Fishman, who loves ice cream, certified financial planner. That always brings a big smile to Shell's face. He'll be next to talk about our what's going on Wall Street and our Tuesday Money Maker report. And Ed Alexander, there'll be some ice cream for you in the refrigerator right after the show. We'll be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Have you been taking your car to the Wicked Witch of the West for service?
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little fuel injection system, too!
Hi, this is Mike Emery at Perfection Auto Works, and despite rumors to the contrary, I am not
the great and powerful Wizard of Oz
of car repair. I do, however, enjoy performing miraculous recoveries on your family car or your exotic Jaguar, Mercedes, or Toyota. We specialize in Honda, Kia, Buick, Ford, Chevy, and even your grandmother's 1939 Packard. Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us they'd get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
Here he is, the man I recommend for financial planning, certified financial planner, Shelly Fishman. Wow, Shell, first of all, how you doing?
I'm doing well. The ice cream is wonderful. The smile on my face, however, has gone away.
Yeah.
Because we're back in negative territory.
That's right. I don't understand this. I mean, I thought it looked like the day was starting out about 100 points up or something like that.
Yeah, it was a good start.
I thought, well, maybe we've... hit bottom on the correction, but I guess we're just in for volatility.
We have a lot of volatility going on. We're pretty close to flat now on the year. So all of those gains, we've lost about 1,000 points in the past, 4 weeks. This was predictable, Bill. You know, we knew there was going to be a correction. We were kind of hedging and saying, well, it's not technically a correction because it's not 10%. We're awfully near 10%. Right now, let's call it a correction. And now the question is, how do we pull back? So the first question has to be, has anything fundamentally changed in the economy that would lead you to believe that there's something fundamentally wrong going on here? And the answer is no, or at least nothing that we can see. What we do see is some overbuying, you know, last year up 30%, this year gangbusters in the first half of the year. And so people are rightly cautious. But nothing has fundamentally changed in the economy. We do have some promises from the Fed that they're going to continue low interest rates. The market has really kind of borne up very well under the pressure of the reduced quantitative easing. We see some signs from Europe that their economies are weakening and that the central bank, the European Central Bank, is going to do something about that. We see some slowdowns in the emerging markets. But mostly we just see uncertainty. We see Ebola. We see a U.S. election. We see what's going on in Ukraine. We see what's going on in Syria and with ISIL. All of those things make people scratch their heads and say, well, maybe we ought to park some money on the sidelines for a while.
So it took us to lose 1,000 points. It took about a month.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if we can hopefully get a climb out back to where we started this drop. Maybe it will take a month or less.
Well, I think, first of all, you know, gravity pulls things down, and when markets go up, there's going to be a reason
up
for it.
Eventually.
So I think I'm not changing my forecast, 6-10% for the year. I think you're going to see continued volatility until after the election, and things will calm down a little bit. You know, October is the month, traditionally, when bad things have happened. The 29 crash was in October. The Reagan crash in 87 was in October. The crash in 2008 was in October. So October seems to be a cursed month for the stock market.
Hey, you get some calls about insurance sometimes, don't
I
you?
I do.
What's that all
thanks
about?
Thanks for bringing that up, Bill.
Yeah, but,
you know, what's happening...
I mean, you're not an insurance salesman.
Oh, I'm not a salesman, but I'm licensed
yes.
to sell
okay.
insurance.
All
and
right.
when it's part of a financial plan, I
okay.
do include it.
All right.
But what can happen is that people who have life insurance are being lured by, I'm going to call them unscrupulous marketers, to sell that life insurance to a third party. What happens is that, you know, let's say I have a $100,000 policy, and that policy might have some cash value, but it's $100,000 when I die. If somebody offers to pay me more than the cash value of that insurance, so long as I then name them as the new beneficiary, you know, that might be very tempting to me as an individual. And I can tell you that I've had probably 5 calls in the last week from people around the country who want to know if I do that sort of thing.
Mm.
And I don't, and I won't.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are times when converting your insurance to cash is either part of the plan all along or is a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
But in most cases, insurance companies will allow, if you have a terminal disease, insurance companies will let you tap that cash in order to pay medical expenses. But if it's a third party, it's generally, you know, if it's so good for them, it's probably not good for you.
Shell, can you take a call?
Sure.
All right, let's go to the Buckmaster Show live line. I believe Dan,
hi, Dan.
Is with us. Dan, hi, go ahead, Dan.
Hi, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of my people are getting very worried about their retirement plans and are thinking about pulling money out of our mutual funds. Now, what's going to happen to our T. Rowe Price, for example, if we have millions of people pulling their 401 money out of a particular mutual fund company? What's going to happen to all the stocks that they're holding?
So if people start selling a particular holding and that selling happens en masse, the price will go down. There's no reason for anybody to panic right now. This is exactly the mistake that investors make. The market takes a little bit of a hit. And people forget that they're up, you know, 40, 50, 60% from when they started. And then as the market is about ready to bottom out, people sell. Okay. Then sure enough, the market turns around. It almost always does. In fact, it always does.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, oh, my God, I'm missing out on this. And they buy. And guess when they buy? They buy toward the top.
And this happened. And Dan brings up a good point because this did happen quite a bit in 2008.
Absolutely.
People just decided, I can't take it. I'm getting out of my mutual fund.
Right.
So he brings up a good point.
It's a very good point because it's very close to people's natural human nature to chase the curve is what it's called. So you sell when the curve is already low and you buy when it's already high, and that's the worst thing you can do. Look, staying the course is not always the right thing to do, especially if you sense that there's something fundamentally changed in the economy. But if there's nothing fundamentally changed, then staying the course is exactly the right thing to do, especially with retirement plans. A 401k, you're in that for the long pull. You don't, the last thing you want to do is be knee-jerking reactions to, you know, these kinds of ups and downs in the market.
Shelly, where can people find more information?
Well, buckmastershow.com is a great way to reach me. Another way is on shellyfishman.com, unless you want to sell insurance, in which case I'm not interested. Yeah. And, another way is just on the phone, 940-0884.
Shelly, thanks. I hope you have a great week.
You too, Bill.
Thanks. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show. Leah Marquez Peterson of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber will join us on the live line right after we hear from the Buckmaster Show sponsors.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelly Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial planner. Shelly can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shellyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
I'm Dr. Kevin Lehman. I've got one wife, five kids, two grandchildren, and cockroaches. You know what I did? Smartest call I ever made in my life. I called my friend Shelby Hawkins at Five Star Termite and Pest Control. I was introduced to a guy named Joey. He'd been my technician for 11 years. A great job. Guess what? No more cucarachas.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Oh, Toto, we've just got to get home. Oh, no, not the car. What now?
If I had had a brain, I would have taken the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Now my heart's breaking because I didn't take the car to Perfection Auto Works.
Gee, Dorothy, I should have had the courage to tell you to take the car to Perfection Auto Works for their free 26-point inspection.
Aw, nut.
No more excuses. You will take your car to Perfection Auto Works. Then you can go home.
Now click your heels three times and you will arrive at Perfection Auto Works.
Call Perfection Auto Works at 323-8650. That's 323-8650 or perfectionautoworks.com.
There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no place like Perfection Auto Works. There's no...
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847. Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. The following segment is presented by Cox Business, serving Southern Arizona businesses through a world-class network providing voice data and internet solutions. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. Joining me on the Buckmaster Show live line, Leah Marquez Peterson, CEO and President of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. That organization was awarded the Large Chamber of the Year Award by the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, putting the Tucson Group to the head of the class above 250 other Hispanic Chambers of Commerce in the nation. Leah, how are you?
Good. How are you, Bill?
Doing very well. And I'm looking at a news release that your office just sent out about announcing the expansion of services to businesses in Cochise and Santa Cruz counties.
Right. That actually just went out like half an hour ago. We're so excited about it. We have talked for over a year about expanding a lot of our services to Cochise and Santa Cruz counties, and we have found the right person, put them in place, and they are launching a lot of our efforts. So the way we are doing this is almost like a franchise model. We are starting the Sierra Vista Hispanic Chamber, Nogales Hispanic Chamber, and Douglas Hispanic Chamber, all affiliated with our Tucson Hispanic Chamber. And that's really so that the local business community can have an advisory council help put together programs and services that make sense for their individual communities, all while leveraging some of the resources that we have in the Tucson area. So very excited about the initiative.
All right. And before we talk about your big 25th anniversary gala, Jim Kelly, a friend of the show, is on the live line. He had a question about the expansion. Go ahead, Jim. You're with Leah.
Thank you. Leah, congratulations. I think it's fantastic what you're doing. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was, do you think Dina will really go after hard and heavy the transportation companies and the produce brokerage down in Santa Cruz County, kind of bring them into the fold and make them a part of all of Southern Arizona?
Absolutely. I mean, good thought there. We are actually working on different strategic partners, as you know, and the way we've operated even in the Tucson region has been to bring on partners that can work collaboratively with us that have a lot of the same mission and goals that we have. And certainly one of those in the Nogales area is the Fresh Produce Association. We'd like to work closely with them as well as the Greater Nogales Port Authority. There are a number of organizations throughout both counties that Deanna has on her list to get out there and talk to and to make sure that we can create really close partnerships with them.
And it's Deanna Lavelle, is that her name?
Right.
Yeah.
Deanna Lavelle. Interesting, she is the former president of the Sierra Vista Chamber, as well as the Bisbee Chamber of Commerce. So she has a lot of great connections there and will really assist us in talking to businesses and government in both communities about the fast-growing Hispanic market, international trade, and a lot of the other initiatives that we work on.
You've got a huge event October 18th at the Casino del Sol Resort. It's the 25th anniversary event.
It is, and we are so excited to, one, celebrate our 25th anniversary. We have a few of our founders of the Chamber joining us, which is very exciting. We'll do a tribute to them. And in addition, we have some great honorees. Every year, as you may know, we honor the Hispanic Businessman and Woman of the Year. This year, we are honoring David Crow, who owns Tucson Embedded Systems, as our Man of the Year, and Claudia Zanes, one of the owners of Zanes Law Firm, as our Woman of the Year, and then many other Arizona and Mexican leaders in different categories. Another person we're particularly excited about is Governor Raul Castro. If you recall, he was our first and only Latino governor of the state of Arizona in 1974. He is traveling. He lives in San Diego now, so he's coming out. We'll be attending the gala, and he's receiving our Legacy Award, and he's 98 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
So excited that he's able to join us. He has a lot of friends and family coming and a lot of people who really want to support the great work he's done for our state.
You know, he is amazing. I cannot believe Governor and then Ambassador Castro, the awards this man has won, and he's still going strong, as you say, 98 years old.
98. So, one, we're going to be showing a tribute video to him that we'll later put on our website for those that can't attend. So you can learn more about his life, and I know there are a number of books that have been written about him and so on. So just very honored to honor him, our Man and Woman of the Year. We're honoring Mayor Rothschild and our Mexican consul for their public service to our state, as well as Priscilla Storm of Diamond Ventures. She's getting a Last Day Award. And then we honor Mexican corporations and Southern Arizona corporations. So this year it's Desert Diamond Casinos and Entertainment and Colectron International Management, which is an offshoring company based in the Nogales, Arizona area. So we expect to sell out the gala, and it'll be a really fun time for everybody who attends.
And how do folks get tickets?
Yeah, they can go on our website. I suggest today or tomorrow, because, again, we expect to sell out at TucsonHispanicChamber.org. And that's TucsonHispanicChamber.org. Or just give us a call at 620-0005.
Leah Marquez Peterson with us on the Buckmaster Show Live Line. Some big news. Phoenix, of course, the news about the Mexican government opening now a trade office in Phoenix. And I guess this is an outgrowth of what happened last week. Is that correct? With the office down in Mexico City?
Yeah. I think this is such positive news that not only has the state of Arizona opened an office in Mexico City, but Mexico is getting engaged in the state of Arizona. Right now, as you're probably aware, we do about $7 billion in trade each direction between Arizona and Mexico. But there's so much opportunity there. And we work with businesses day in, day out who are trying to identify what is the opportunity and what relationships can they build in Mexico. So I think it's a great thing that we'll have those resources close by.
Yeah, and there was a delegation, I guess, 70 Arizonans went down to Mexico City to open Arizona's new trade office in the Mexican capital. It just seems like this whole issue is really, really a big-time issue that will be positive for the whole state, not just because the new trade office will be in Phoenix, but it's going to really help Tucson as well. Wouldn't you agree?
I would absolutely agree. I think that being in the Tucson region or southern Arizona, in our proximity to the border, obviously, tomorrow, actually, we're going down to celebrate the ribbon-cutting grand opening of the Mariposa Port of Entry, which was, I believe, something like $240 million spent on the expansion of that port, which is a huge thing for the state of Arizona. So there's so many positive things going on that relate to economic development between Arizona and Mexico. And I just look forward to see what else we can be doing in that area.
And I always like to tell our listeners that we are talking about not just people who are supporting Hispanic businesses. Anybody can be a member of the Tucson Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We should clarify that.
Yeah, and I appreciate you mentioning that. I often get asked that, and I understand, but it's really about reaching the fast-growing Hispanic market by 2035, where it's estimated that Pima County will be a majority Hispanic, the state of Arizona not long after that. So really, any business owner out there listening would know that a majority of their consumer market may be Hispanic, and what are they doing in their strategic plan, their business plan, to reach that fast-growing demographic? And then in addition, we talk often about international trade. We really try and serve the business community in this bilingual, bicultural region of our Arizona-Sonora border. And we do that through trade mission trips and events, both in Arizona and Mexico. And lot of activities that, people can get involved in. So you do not have to speak Spanish or be Hispanic to be part of our chamber.
I'm glad we clarified that. October 18th, big weekend, Casino del Sol Resort. Go to the TucsonHispanicChamber.org for more information. It will be a sellout. Leah, thank you very much for being with us.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
Leah Marquez-Peterson on the Buckmaster Show in our segment presented by Cox Business. Get to know the business side of Cox at coxbusinessaz.com. We'll be right back on the Buckmaster Show as we continue with our candidate interview series right after this.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. When you step out of your shower, you expect to be refreshed and, of course, cleaner than when you stepped in, right? The fact is, hard water builds up on your shower doors, stalls, fixtures, faucets, and on you. Let's be honest. If it's on your shower door and fixtures, it's on your skin, your hair, appliances, and plumbing too. What a mess. But take it from me, save yourself a lot of trouble, money, and headaches by saying, hey, Culligan man, Culligan has been solving water concerns for over 60 years. Our Culligan representative will do a system evaluation to ensure you get the right solution for your home and family. It doesn't matter whether you have city or well water, Culligan can make your water better with an easy solution that fits any budget. Try a Culligan water system for only $9.95 per month on the first three rental payments with an annual service agreement. Call us at 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a 4-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com.
Want the best care for your companion animal? then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. Experience the solitude of the Gila, the nation's first wilderness over in Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico. There's so much to do, including the world-famous Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument. Relax in a hot spring, hike and in the Gila National Forest, visit Silver City's historic downtown with its galleries, art stores, museums, and restaurants. You can find out more about Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, and all of the great places to stay, like Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort, by visiting southwestnewmexico.org. Well, between mid-September and Election Day, we're hoping and it looks like we will be able to interview about 30, 35 candidates for state and federal office before Election Day. And one of the candidates for state office involved in a four-way legislative race in District Number 10, Bill Wildish, is with us. Mr. Wildish is a math teacher, and he's the former mayor of a small town outside of St. Louis. Mr. Wildish, Bill, how are you?
Very good, Bill. Thank you for inviting me.
Tell me a little bit about why you decided to get involved in this race in Legislative 10, which, by the way, is pretty much midtown east of Campbell between Speedway and 22nd, east side, foothills area east of Bear Canyon Road, Davis Mountain neighborhood, Savano, that area. Why did you get involved?
Well, I got mad. Got upset with the way teachers were being treated in our state and the fact that we dropped to 50th. Out of 50 states, we got to be last as far as how we take care of our children. So I got mad. I knew that I could focus on education and come up with a strong, solid plan on what to do next and give my children, our kids, our students, a skill when they graduate out of high school.
And what is your plan?
Is basically to focus more on vocational technology. I have a long background in vocational tech. I worked with ITT Educational Services for quite a few years, had a chain of trade schools that I had for myself on the East Coast, and basically just knowing how to set up a vocational education for kids. Not every kid wants to go to college, much less are they made out to go to college. Some of them do very well turning a wrench. I have talked to other employers, and the ability to get employees in this area that can actually turn a wrench out of high school is very, very slim.
The kids are encouraged to go to college, and sometimes I feel that if they don't, they feel like they're a failure and they don't really explore the avenue of vocational education.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember back when I was in middle school, it was called junior high back then for me, but I learned how to weld.
Mm-hmm.
I still use my welding skills, even though I'm not a welder, but those are life skills that we teach our children that just never go away.
We have if you are elected, you and your colleagues in Phoenix will have a huge issue to deal with this $330-some million that the courts say should go back to public schools in Arizona. What's your idea about how that should be handled? Should the state go into the rainy day fund and take care of this right off the bat?
Well, you know, it's unfortunate that the state got themselves into that hole. I do not advocate that we bankrupt our state, all right? But as a teacher, I think of how I teach my kids, little bitty chunks, all right? Mm-hmm. We call chunking it. That's how we do our lessons. Well, I want to do the same thing in Phoenix. If I'm lucky enough to be sent to Phoenix, I will be looking to make small, strong, verifiable improvements in our education system. And that's why I'm going after the vocational technical side of it. We don't fund it right now, but we have the money that we send to our districts that's available that could be redirected to start making small improvements in that kind of technology.
Should school districts opt out of Common Core, Bill Wildish?
Be a big mistake, in my opinion. The whole country has gone Common Core, all right? Mm-hmm. If we want to send a kid to Harvard, they're training against Common Core. If we don't do Common Core, they're going to be at a disadvantage.
There has to be some standards, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Teachers, as I said, are not afraid of standards. Common Core standards are not a bad thing. You just have to have the money to do it. Common Core is going to go so much electronic. Well, I'm sorry. We don't have the money to set up that kind of an electronic school system throughout the state.
And would you say that you have been a lifelong Republican, or what about your conservative views?
Okay, I have been a lifelong Republican. My mom and dad are lifelong Republicans, and they were very active in politics. And back in Garden City, Michigan, outside of Detroit, my dad was mayor of that city for quite a while. And basically, I enjoyed my upbringing working for my dad's campaigns. And yeah, so I'm definitely a lifelong Republican. My conservative goals, yeah, you know, I work at any kind of running of our state, our country, that makes good common sense. We need fiscal responsibility. I'm strong on that. We need to pay our bills. And we, just like anybody else, the state has to do it too.
You are in a four-way primary. Todd Clodfelter is the other Republican challenger. The two incumbents, Bruce Wheeler, incumbent Democrat, and Stephanie Mock, incumbent Democrat. How are you positioning yourself in this run for the legislature? Are you doing a lot of door-to-door stuff? Are you doing some mailers? Or how are you, Bill Wildish, approaching this campaign?
I did very well in the primary. I was told that my numbers looked very good for somebody that has no name and didn't have any money at the time. I didn't qualify for funding until after the primary. I did it by knocking on doors, just plain getting out and talking and finding out what the people would like me to do. If I'm going to go there, I'm going to represent them. So therefore, I have to find out what they want.
What do they want?
They want common sense. They want fiscal responsibility. They certainly want education for the kids. Senior citizens want that, because they would much rather have these kids end up with strong employment possibilities rather than sit back and not have a good standing with the community and be a problem.
You went into education. I think you told me before we went on, you've been in started in it about 35 years ago. Is that correct?
That is correct. I taught swimming when I was a high school student.
And what was it that motivated you to become a teacher and get into the education arena? It certainly couldn't have been money.
It never was money. And I am actually not a I didn't go to college for education. I became an engineer. But for some reason, I kept falling in that teacher trap. I was good at it. I am a good teacher. I like teaching. I enjoy it. And I know I'm doing something good for the students that are in front of me, no matter what I'm teaching.
How about class size, Bill?
Class size? Well, you get
much better. Is that a huge issue for you or what?
It's a huge issue for all that are concerned. Anything over 30 students is crowding it. I mean, I won't kid it. Last year I had a class that was 41 students. I mean, that's too many. 27, 30, that's about right. Can we afford it? I don't know.
All right. Where can people find out more, Bill, about the campaign?
The best place to look would be my website. It's called Win with Wildish, all one word, and just .com.
And you also have a presence on Facebook.
I do. I don't personally use that a lot.
Okay.
But yeah, and people do contact me on Facebook. I also have a presence on Twitter. And I do look at that. If somebody wants to contact me there, that's fine.
And for all the listeners who are from the St. Louis area, tell us about the where you were the mayor.
That was a little town called Herculaneum, Missouri.
Uh-huh.
And it's part of a tri-city area. There was Herculaneum, Peavey, Festus, and Crystal City.
What was the big issue there?
The big issue?
Yeah.
Employment. Mm-hmm. The big issue at the time that I was mayor, the major employer in the area was starting to close down and has since closed down.
Isn't it always about jobs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bill Wildish, thank you very much for being with us. And folks can get a hold of you through your website.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you.
Bottled water on the Buckmaster Show is provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial water needs. All of our in-studio guests enjoy a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. And all the employees here at KVOI also thank Culligan for their support. We have other local talk, and we're very proud of our lineup of talk shows here. 4 to 5 this afternoon for Tucson at 4 with Mike Shaw. Then 3 hours of local talk in the morning from 6 to 9. Chris and Joe, and then Chris does the Daily Double Show from 8 to 9, Christy Simone. So check out all of our programs on KVOI. Until tomorrow at 12:04, on behalf of Ed Alexander, I'm Bill Buckmaster. Hope you have a great afternoon and evening.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.